True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You can come down and talk trash on West Virginia. Man, are they bad. But it makes me nervous that they're this bad, doesn't it? Isn't that a little bit of like a...
Not for me with this one.
I mean, Marichal looks terrible, dude.
The whole team is new.
Horrible quarterback. Yeah, Rich...
Except the quarterback who wasn't good before Rich Rod got there, who's still starting.
Yeah, he was just bad. Now we've got Nelly saying, it's your city, it's your house, it's the Malzy house.
The debrief is brought to you by Saloni's Italian Bread Company, over 100 years of baking experience. Today, it'll be hosted by one Charlie Borges.
Hello, Charlie.
Hello! Obviously, the biggest quote-unquote football story
of the
day.
Well, hold on a second.
Yep. What did he do wrong?
Oh, sorry. The debrief, 9/12/2025.
Thank you.
My bad.
Have you noticed the other times producers go on the air now? They do that?
Yes, I get a massive kick out of
it. I heard Bechtold today say something like, September 12th, 2025, well, and it's just like he stole Donnie's
gimmick. I don't get a kick out of that. I get a kick out of whenever it's not Donnie doing our show.
Yeah, well, that's because Donnie has...
Trained them well.
Made this a part of his football segment. But then other people will do a similar segment, and they'll say the date and time, too.
Yeah, trying to do like the today's date is ridiculous. I think I told Donnie early in the history of the debrief that it sounded funny because we had like the news bulletin, like the old NBC theme we would use. And I said, you need to do this because it's like what Walter Cronkite would
Bechtold have done. Bechtold does it, and there's the Killers like screaming in the
background. I don't know why he chose that music. Maybe it's his favorite band.
Anyways, Chuck, what do you got for us?
Obviously, the biggest news of the day, Pitt and West Virginia have decided to extend the backyard brawl. It's going to take the couple-year break, and we'll come back in 2029. And they've agreed to extend those slates of games beginning in 2033. So I believe it's going to go to 36.
Yeah. Pitt's last home game, I believe. And that extension will be
35,
yeah.
So they're extending the backyard brawl when it comes back after this season.
That's how it should be, man. Like, it just that's how it should be. It'll be odd years, it'll be at Pitt, even years starting in 29, odd years at Pitt, even years at West Virginia. And that's how it should be. One of the things that I continue to think about with rivalry games in college football is if you keep expanding the playoff, one of the offshoots that could be helpful for these kinds of situations where teams aren't in the same conference anymore is you realize if you have more teams in a playoff, you can afford to lose a couple of games and still make it in. And that's always been one of my like downstream impacts of what is inevitably, it's going to be a 24-team playoff. Man, you can go 9-3, and if you have three good losses and you otherwise have like nine pretty good wins, you'll make it in. Like, find a way to do it here. I'm glad that West Virginia and that Pitt are making this happen. I'm not going to do and rehash what we always do here, which is say, I wish Pitt played Penn State, but I am glad.
But you just did.
No, but I am glad that these two teams who have a much more consistent track record of playing each other, and in many ways, because it's the rivalry available, it's the biggest one. I'm glad that they now have a full decade almost locked in that people can look forward to when this starts back up again.
That was going to be my follow-up question. Why doesn't Pitt and Penn State play? I know Penn State doesn't want to. Is that the general consensus?
Okay. I think there's a couple things. I think James Franklin does not like Pat Narduzzi. I don't think that's a secret either. I think it's a pretty – there's a lot of animosity there between the two, but I think Franklin really does not like Pat. Two, Penn State got pretty much jobbed out of the playoffs in 2016 because they lost to Pitt, while a Washington team made it who played no hard games. And honestly, I think once was enough to get burnt like that by Penn State. And so they have made the pretty obvious business decision that the Big Ten schedule is hard enough to get them the wins they need to be high up there on in the rankings. And they're just going to play more or less cupcake teams for the most part.
Here's a trivia question for all you Pitt fans out there. The last time Pitt won at West Virginia, everybody should know this, was when? The last time Pitt went to Morgantown and won.
Wasn't it 13-9?
13-9. When do you think is the last time they won in Morgantown before that?
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Not the Terry Murphy game. That wasn't in Morgantown, was it? I thought that was the Terry Murphy game, 41-38. Was that on the road?
The Terry Murphy
game. Like 97, game. The 97 Pitt West Virginia brawl.
That was in Morgantown, yes. Yep.
Is that the last time it happened?
It is not.
So it's in between there.
Yep.
They beat him with Fitz?
What year would you guess?
I would have had to have assumed an odd year because 97, 2007.
Uh-huh. So what year are you going to say?
I would say 03.
Wrong.
That's like very Starkey-esque of you.
Was it?
Wrong.
Normally he just says wrong before you even get your response out.
I'm going to go with 2000.
Was wrong. Was saying wrong Starkey-esque or was it the way I said it?
It was more the way you said it. Wrong.
2001. West Virginia Pitt. This was two bad teams. 23-17 was the final score. West Virginia went into that game 3-7. Pitt went into that game 4-5.
Ugh.
Who do you think was the Pitt quarterback that day?
In 01?
Yeah.
I'm going to say either John Terman or David Priestley.
David Priestley. Who do you think was the West Virginia quarterback that day?
Would that have been Rashid Marshall still?
It was. He was 9 of 22.
More of a runner.
Pitt's leading rusher that day,
Brandon Myrie,
was Marcus Furman.
Marcus Furman from Connellsville?
Had 9 carries for 72 yards, averaged 8 a clip.
He was a smallish guy.
You're going to be able to guess their leading receiver.
Antonio Bryant.
11 for 186.
Yeah, he was a
player. So Priestley threw for 269 and 186 was to Antonio Bryant.
I mean, they had a lot of games like that. They had a lot of them.
Yeah. Just two god-awful teams that
would that have been
day.
The Avon Coburn era for West Virginia?
Yeah, he was the running back for them. Avon Coburn had, let's see here, 22 of 64.
Man, so Pitt really bottled him up.
Yep. Final score, Pitt 23, West Virginia 17.
Terman and Priestley are two of those pretty random Pitt players, and in this case, Pitt quarterbacks, that because of like how old I was at the time, I have pretty vivid memories of both of their careers, and they both would qualify, I would say, as just a guy
type. It was 17-17 going into the fourth quarter. And Nick Lotz made two kicks for Pitt, a 23-yard field goal, and then he kicked a 19-yarder. Can't get any easier than that.
I remember Nick Lotz.
That was Rich Rodriguez's first year at West Virginia. They went 3-8, and that was Walt at Pitt.
Man, who would have been the next Pitt kicker? Josh Cummings, maybe, after that?
They went 7-5 that year and played in which bowl game?
Pitt?
Yep, 2001.
I know in 02, Fitz's freshman year, they played in the Insight Bowl. Oh, man. The Music City?
No. The Tangerine Bowl.
Really?
Beat North Carolina State 34-19. One last trivia question. Who was North Carolina State's quarterback in that game?
Rivers.
Yep.
Probably had three kids already at that point.
What'd you say, Charlie?
I wish Rutgers had rivalries like you guys have.
I think
like
Rutgers' rivalry is with...
the Mirror.
You know, legitimacy.
I mean, you're not wrong.
Mediocrity.
Rutgers points in the mirror and says, we're going to kick your ass this weekend.
Wikipedia,
all right, pal?
Says their rivals are Maryland and Princeton.
Maryland and success.
Correct.
I remember the Mike Teal days, though, where they had Ray Rice.
Tyquan Underwood.
How about
Tyquan
Brian Underwood, Leonard?
Brian Leonard. Those Keep Chopping Shiano teams.
The Patriot Pipeline?
Man, they beat South Florida when South Florida was like number two in the country or whatever.
The McCourties? Did you guys say them?
Oh, yeah.
Pandemonium in Piscataway.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.me for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.